Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Bless his
Bless
holy
his holy name. We give God thanks for you all this evening. Indeed, it has been a very exciting period in history. You know, very excited time. Every day you look, every day that passes is something arising from it. And if we're not careful, things that we hear on the news will dampen our spirit. Things that we see, you know, around us will dampen our spirit. But we thank God for His Holy Spirit, Holy Presence that is with us, that reminds us of His Word. You know, because in fact, indeed, His Word makes a difference every waking moment. You know, so we continue to depend not on our strength, but on the strength of Almighty God, who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before His throne with exceeding joy. We just magnify Him because that's the we have no confidence or no strength in our own self, you know, because our strength at best is weak. We cannot trust our own. We have to just depend, solely depend upon God. Amen. So with that, I want to welcome you all into His presence. This another Bible study night, another Saturday night when we join for Bible study. We have transitioned to Zoom, as you have seen. You know, we are losing a lot of people that would come on a Saturday. They're not able to join because of technical difficulties with the teams that we were using. So we pray, we sought the Lord, and He directed us. So we just depend on Him to see us through. Amen. Yes, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Yes, so it will be some getting used to because I know maybe some may have gone over to Teams. Nonetheless, even though we would have put out the blast, the text blast, we'd have sent it out earlier in the week, but human error sometimes will lead us on. And could you believe already that we are at mid-June of 2025 now, and from the year start, 2025 January until now, we were looking at the Old Testament characters in the Old Testament, and it has been a tremendous blessing so far. I know if I ask you about Gideon, if I ask you about Moses, and if I ask you about Joshua, you know, you can tell me something. Also, if I ask you about Samson, you can tell me Jethro. You know, we have learned so much, and we have grown so much in the Holy Spirit up to this stage, and stuff. Amen. So tonight, we're going to change up things a bit, depending, leaning on the Holy Spirit, you know,
Yes.
and we're going to look at imperfect persons who God used and made perfected. And our presenter tonight will be none other than Sister Grant, you know, our own Sister Grant. We all know her. Amen. She needs no introduction at this stage. Sister Merle Grant, you know, woman of God, loves the Lord. She has been with the Lord since I know myself. And you know that Brother Scott is a almost reached senior citizen, if not senior citizen. If I was to be in Jamaica now and going to the bank, they would give me a seat up front. to sit down and see, as I've seen, so that's how long I know my Auntie Merle. Being in the Methodist Church, I've heard her preach in the Methodist Church already. She sung on the choir, was a school teacher for many years, so she's no stranger to us. And tonight we are blessed to have her, we are blessed to have her filling in, presenting for us. So we're just going to pray to start off this session as others will join. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we are conscious of your presence with us. We do not take it lightly, mighty God, for the grace that you have afforded us to be in your presence once more. We do not take it lightly, mighty God, that your Holy Spirit is here to do well in and among us, mighty God. We thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, mighty God, that you cut and clear ways for us that we in our natural mind cannot even fathom it. The things that you have done for us, the things that you are doing for us, the things that you are going to do for us would blow our minds, mighty God. We just worship you and adore you, mighty God. When we think of your goodness and all that you have done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God, for your saving grace. We could have been otherwise minded, Lord, but here we are in your presence. Here we are, mighty God, receiving from you. Here we are, mighty God, basking in your presence, receiving the fullness of joy that comes with it. We thank you, mighty God, that as we depend on you, we can see you, mighty God, in the light of your word. We thank you, mighty God, that is because you live while we can face today, tomorrow, and always. Because you hold the future, mighty God. We thank you that we are here and we are not bastards. But mighty God, we are legitimate children of God. We are children of the cross of Jesus Christ. We are strong in you, mighty God. Our strength is from you, mighty God. We have no strength of our own. And so, Lord God, tonight we pledge allegiance to the Lamb of Calvary, to the Lamb of God. We denounce every hidden things of darkness. And we look to you, mighty God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes, Lord, who for the joy that was set before you endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now seated on the right hand of God as our intercessor tonight. And so as we come, mighty God, we worship you, Lord God. We concentrate on you. We focus on you, mighty God, who is our help and our stay. We give it all to you tonight, mighty God. We lay it all at the foot of the cross. Anything, mighty God, that would upset our spirit, even now, mighty God, anything that will stand in the way of our righteousness, which is in you, mighty God, we come against you to the fire of Holy Ghost right now. We pray, Spirit of the living God, that you fall afresh upon this line. Fall afresh, mighty God, upon this meeting. Cut and clear, mighty God. We come against every technical difficulties in the name of Jesus. We pray, mighty God, that you will release our spirit and set us free to hear your word. We pray, mighty God, that as your word would go forth, it will fall on good soil. Lord God, we pray that it will meet us at the point of our very need tonight. And Lord God, we pray your blessing upon our presenter. In the name of Jesus, we come against every fear, mighty God. We come against every tongue tie. We come against everything, mighty God, that would stand against our even now. We rebuke it and we loose our mighty God to present your word. The word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, a discerner of the thought and the very intent of our heart. We
Yes,
pray,
sir.
mighty God, that our portion, Lord God, will be receiving more of you. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we pray, mighty God, for all who will take part tonight. We come against every fear, every mighty God, everything, Lord, that would cause us not to enjoy the liberty of your blessed Holy Spirit. We stand with you, mighty God, as you give us the clearance in Jesus' mighty name. Have your way, mighty
Have
God,
you, Lord?
and be thou glorified in Christ's name and for your glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, without further ado, I've already introduced our speaker tonight, sweetly anointed woman of God.
Hallelujah.
And I will just welcome Sister Grant to the podium in the comfort of our living room or wherever she may be. You know, God is there and God is the one that unctionize her. Sister Grant, it's all over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sis.
Good evening.
Good
Thank
evening.
you, Brother Everton, for allowing me to be the leader. I say the leader this evening because we are going to work together. It's all of us going to study the word together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, I thank you for your introduction, and it's so sweet to trust in Jesus and to follow where he leads. And so, with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to proceed. We are all imperfect people, and as the topic says, perfect people who God perfected. We are being perfected daily because it's a journey. It's not something that you just start and you are perfected. It's a journey. So, I don't know what you had done before I joined this study, but tonight we're going to have a closer look at Rahab, a woman who God used for his purpose and his glory. So we're going to turn to Joshua chapter 2. And we are going to read the first Joshua chapter 2. And we're going to read the first six verses. Now, this story is about a woman who had a stigma. She was called a harlot in the Bible. And we know that there are people who we know in our lifetime that stigma is attached to their names. And the list goes on. Even the Bible, we hear of Simon the leper. And so we attach stigma to people for whatever reason. And here's a woman who had a stigma was attached to her. She was a harlot. And we have different names that we call such people. So we might call her a prostitute, a lady of the night, and other people can fill in for me.
Oh yes, oh yes. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, okay. And though society would look down on her as a nobody, God
No.
look on her as somebody,
Somebody.
Hallelujah.
somebody
Amen.
usable.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, without further ado, I'm going to ask someone to read verses 1 to 6 of chapter 2.
I can read it.
Thank you.
Joshua the son of Nun sent two men as scouts secretly from Shittim, saying, "Go view the land." especially Jericho, the walled city. So they went and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and lodged there. Now the king of Jericho was told, "Behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to spy and search out the land." So the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who entered your house, because they have come as spies to search out all the land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. So she said, "Yes, two men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." When it was time to close the city gate at dark, the men left. I do not know where they went. Pursue them quickly, for if you do, you will overtake them. But in fact, she had brought the scouts up to the roof and had hidden them under the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof to dry. There ended the reading of the Word of God.
Thank you, sis. Thank you, Sister
Amen.
Allison. Now, as we look at these verses, we see some negative qualities about Rahab. There were three strikes against her, according to God's word. She was a prostitute,
Amen.
a harlot, a lady
Yeah.
of the night. And we are going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 17 to 18, and see what God's word say.
Deuteronomy chapter, come again.
23, 17 and 18.
23. Okay. 17 and 18. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore, or the prince of a dog, the price of a dog, into the house of the Lord thy God, for any vow. For even both these are abomination unto the Lord thy God. 17
So
and 18.
that's God's word.
Yes.
So that was one strike against her.
Yes.
God did not accept that. God doesn't want people to live like that.
No.
Yes. Abomination to the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
Amen.
it was. It was.
Next thing, she was a liar.
Yes.
Amen. I pick up that.
That's
Oh,
right.
God.
Oh,
Oh,
God.
yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She was a
Oh,
deceiver.
God.
She was
Oh,
a
God.
deceiver.
She
She was a deceiver.
was a liar.
Yes. And one of the commandments, when we look back at Exodus 16:20,
Shall not
it
take life.
says that we shouldn't tell lies.
Yes.
So that's the second strike. I would also say she was a deceiver. We look back at
Jesus.
Jacob.
Yes.
Jacob was a deceiver.
Impersonator as well.
Yes. Then we go further on and we look at another trait. She was a traitor.
To our people.
Yes,
Yes.
oh
People.
yes.
To our people. She was not loyal to her
Her
nation. No,
country,
she was
yes.
not loyal to her nation.
Oh, God.
Like Judas.
Betray them.
Traitor.
Yeah.
Remember, when you do your citizenship, there are some questions asked. And one of them that floored me was what I would do to defend this country. Listen,
Go to war.
if they were at war with another nation, if I would pitch in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I would be a cook. I would go and
My
cook for
God.
them. Look, here's a thought. Here's a
I
thought that
love
just came to
cook for
me.
them. Our
Suppose they were
country.
at war
Very
with Jamaica,
interesting.
where we come from. Would
Yes,
you say
it was very
Jamaica?
interesting because What would I do?
My Lord,
Just
my Lord.
throw rocks?
A tricky question. That's a tricky
Yeah,
question.
I wonder how long ago was that, Sister Grant? Was that like 40 years ago that you went for your citizenship and they asked that question?
Just the other day.
You must be loyal to your country. You must be loyal to your country. And
That
even
was
though
Sister Grant, that
it,
was a very tricky question. Oh.
yeah, and even though I live here, I have dual citizenship, I'm still loyal to Jamaica. I don't like anybody saying anything bad about Jamaica.
Yes, that's true. A free country then.
That's my country.
Yes, that's where we are from.
Yes.
In that situation, now perhaps you'd have to sit on the wall.
Yeah.
You'd have to
So,
sit on the wall, not one nor
yeah.
the other. Very
So
tricky
here
question.
she was a traitor to her people.
Yes, she was.
Right? But that's what the, when God is working, these things do happen.
Do happen, do happen.
Yes. She was shrewd, street smart.
SHREDD.
You look at it. She was shrewd,
Rude,
street, yes, street smart. She
yes,
knows how to cover up her tracks.
yeah.
Now, does it sound like us?
Exactly,
Yes,
exactly,
yes, yes.
exactly.
We cover up, yes.
Amen.
Get over that, to get over a certain situation, you have to say certain things.
Yes,
Amen. Amen.
amen,
Yes.
amen, amen,
Yes. Yes, you have
amen.
to say certain
To
things to
get out
get
of it,
over.
we have to do certain,
Oh,
say certain.
okay,
Yes.
not that
So,
you're a liar, per se. Not that you're a liar, but you just have to get over it. Not wonder, but over it.
Yes. So those are some of the things I look at. I don't know if you see anything else.
Yeah.
Verse 1 to 6.
Saw this. God was working through her. Maybe she didn't
Okay,
see it.
okay,
You know
okay.
this. God was working.
So, because I am a lawyer, because I'm a person who is immoral,
A war. A
because I
war.
do all negative things, God can still use
Use
me.
you. Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at
He
me.
Amen.
He can still use
Amen.
you.
Oh, yes.
He can still
Amen.
use you. So don't discount yourself. Don't beat yourself too much. Because there is a way. There's a way.
There's a talk, and there's a saying that there's a lot of good in the worst of us.
Worst of us, yes. That's
Oh,
true.
God.
Now let us look at verses 8 to 14.
Of which chapter? 8 to 14. What?
Same chapter 2, verses 8 to 14.
Read it if nobody else wants to read.
Lynette,
Yeah, may I have it?
have it.
Yes. 8 to 14, right? It done. Wait, we're gonna read it from the Not King James was in Deuteronomy. I'm going to do the Spirit-filled Bible. Now, before they lay 8 to 14. Now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now, therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I've shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token, and spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. So the men answered her, "Our lives for yours. If one of you tell this business of ours," So the men answered her, "Our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours. And it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Praise God.
Thank you, Sister Lynette.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Now we look at the negative qualities that she had. But she also had some good qualities.
Good qualities, yes.
Yes, yes. She knew the Lord.
Look, look here. She has a spirit of discernment. She has a spirit of discernment.
Yes.
She was very brave and courageous.
Courage. Protecting the spies.
She loves her family. God gives us family. We didn't choose our family, you know.
God gives us.
God gave us family. So we must take care of our family.
Yes.
Yes, we must take care of our family.
Yes.
Look at them. They have needs.
Yes.
They have needs.
Yes.
You must love them, care for them.
Yes.
Seek out for their best interest.
For God instituted the family.
Because God gave you them. You didn't choose them. You only choose your wife or your husband.
Yes.
Family.
Family. Yes.
Family is important.
Yes.
Family. I can't overemphasize it.
And family is important. And she cared for her family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For them. That's a good lesson here.
Yes.
We must care for our family.
Praise God. Amen.
God.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
She was selfless and compassionate.
Yes, she thought of her family. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, Miss Grant. She loved people to be united together.
Yes.
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 Her race and the Israelites, unity, could be seen there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was a selfish.
Yeah.
And you know, love covers everything.
She was a love. She was a love.
Yes, love.
Love. She loved her family.
It was lovely. Lovely.
She had faith in God.
Oh, yes.
She knew about God because God delivered Israel from the Egyptian oppression. And she had faith in that God, the God of the Israelites.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, God. Amen.
And she saw God's hand at work with them because she said, "We have heard," right?
Mm-hmm.
"And they believe what they have done for the Israelites."
Mm-hmm.
Her faith there, she had faith. She knew that there's a God somewhere.
Yes.
With all our lifestyles, she knew there's a God somewhere.
So true.
Yes. So even us today, I would say people who don't live like Christians, there are many of them, when they are sick, they ask to pray for them, you know.
Oh, yes.
They know that God exists.
Mrs. Grant,
and
sometimes when we do some things, you know, it's because of the situation that we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to be a war.
Yes.
That. a woman of the night. But the situation pulled her into that. Eh?
Yes,
Thank
life
Jesus.
happens.
There goes I, but for the mercy of
Grace
God.
of
Nothing for
God,
the
for
grace
the
of
grace of
God.
God.
Oh, yes, there goes I. Oh, for the grace of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But you
Hallelujah.
know, there are some theologians who believe that apart from Eli's, she had a probably she had a guest house.
Yes.
All that.
And that was her lifestyle, the prostitution was on the side.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Know? So, anyhow, regardless of how she lived, she believed in God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. And that's important.
Yes.
The first step for anybody to ch for about change of behavior, they must know that there is a God.
There is a God. There is
There
a
is a
God.
God.
Oh, oh
And
God. Hallelujah.
she knew that God is omnipotent. God is powerful because he said he defeated the enemies. He dried up the Red Sea. So she heard everything that God did.
Yes.
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 And
She
just to chime in,
was
just
on
to
the listening
chime in.
tonight. She was listening.
Yeah.
Just to chime in, she said, "For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath."
Oh, yes. She believed
Good.
in God.
The next thing I noticed, she abandoned herself. Self-abandonment. She nobody her country or her people didn't abandon her. She abandoned herself.
Yeah, she divorced herself from them.
Exactly,
Right.
exactly.
Because
Regardless of what would happen to her,
she
regardless of what
wanted
would happen to her.
to be saved. So she
Somebody put
abandoned
her heart
herself
into
from them.
this.
She was willing to forget who she is. She wanted to forget that I am from Jericho, but I am going to cut that off.
She
Lose herself, lose herself.
want to live with God's people, the
And break
Israelites.
herself and find it in God.
So even if there's anybody here on this platform who wants to have a relationship with God, you have to get to that point where you abandon yourself, your lifestyle, whatever it is,
Yes.
so that you can come to the true and living God.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You have to make that total commitment. Total
Commitment, yeah.
commitment.
Amen. Amen.
Total commitment. Forget
Rahab
all
knew.
else. All else. And
But li listen to this. Rahab knew how to make a good deal. Not like our president. Rahab knew how to make a good deal
I
and
don't find
carry it
it.
and carry it out.
I care talk. When you vote, if I'm not to pay. Yeah.
Right? That was something I discovered. Then,
Strike a deal.
yes, she was a faithful person.
Yes, faithful.
Yes,
Faith.
she was
Full of
just faithful.
faith. It's just
You
in God.
trustworthy.
Because remember, you know, when she made the deal with the two men from Jericho, from that Joshua sent out,
Joshua's camp.
she made a good deal. When she remember my family, and
Yes.
remember when I put down this card,
Scarlet ribbon. Yeah.
you remember. So that was a good deal.
Yes.
That was a good deal. She was faithful.
Amen.
She was faithful. She didn't go back on her word.
Bargain, man, bargain.
Yes, my bargain is a bargain. Then we also have, we have a look at the red scarlet, the scarlet card. Let us look at the scarlet card.
You
What
mean
that reminds you of? The blood,
Amen, amen, amen. Getting out of Egypt,
Oh
yes.
God,
Getting out.
amen,
Yes.
deliverance from
Amen.
blood.
Amen. When I see the blood,
I will
I will
pass
pass
over.
over you.
Praise God.
Blood on the doorpost.
Yes,
Yes, yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes. So it sends us right back there.
Right back. Deliverance from Egypt.
Then it sends us to the blood of Jesus.
On the cross.
Yes. The believer must believe that the blood of Jesus cleanses you.
Cleanses us from our sins.
That's redemption.
Yes.
So, I mean, the story is so compact with so many things.
Yes.
Yes, it leads right back to the blood of Jesus on the cross.
Yes.
Take you right back to Egypt, getting out of Egypt. When I see the blood, I
I'll
will
pass
pass
over you.
Over
I'll
you.
Pass over you.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, yes. And we are
Praise
walking with
God.
God. If we are walking with God,
Hallelujah.
Others must see the blood. They
Amen.
Must see the blood.
Okay, let's go on to verses 15 to 21.
Let me know which chapter.
Still chapter 2.
Chapter 2?
Yes.
Chapter 2, 15 to 21. I don't know if I have it right.
15 to 21.
Uh-huh.
Then she let them down by a cord through the window.
Mm-hmm.
For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself 3 days, there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned. And afterward, may you go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thing, this thine oath, with which thou art made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be upon our head,
yes,
if any hand be upon him.
Yes.
And if thou utter this our business,
yes,
hallelujah. If thou
Hallelujah.
Utter this our business, then we shall be, then we sh we will
be free.
Be quit of thine oath which
yes.
thou hast made us to swear. 21.
Decrease.
And she said, that's Rahab. And
your
she
word.
Said, according to your word,
so be it.
And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet lined in the window.
That's a contract. That's a contract.
Okay.
That's a deal. That's a deal.
So,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So she went into a covenant agreement.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
A covenant agreement. Many, many covenants are mentioned in the Bible.
Many, many, many.
We have the Abraham.
Starting from
Abrahamic
Abraham,
covenant.
Yes. From Abraham starts.
We have Noah, covenant with Noah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The covenant with Abraham is that his seeds would be as the sand of
the sea.
Amen.
Okay. And he would be blessed.
Amen. Covenant.
And
covenant God.
And
yes.
Successive generations through him would be blessed.
Hallelujah. That's
yes.
where we stand. That's where we stand.
Then we have the covenant with Noah.
That rainbow.
After the flood.
Rainbow. Mm-hmm.
The rainbow.
That rainbow.
Yes.
The earth would never be destroyed again.
Again.
Never, 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 never.
Okay.
Not by a flood. Not
the
by a flood.
Water, yeah.
I'm only mentioning a few. Then we have the Davidic covenant. that the Messiah would come through
True, David.
David's line.
Amen.
So we have many covenants in the Bible. Let us look at one of them, Exodus 12, 13.
Exodus 12,
13.
12. You find it?
Exodus 12.
Read now, 13.
13.
Read from 13.
The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
This okay, thing, maybe that was from
13.
Yes. Anyhow, we, when we enter into a covenant with God, God expects us to keep our side of the bargain.
Our side of it, yes.
I'm going to follow Jesus. And if I'm going to follow Jesus, then I'm going to do the things that Jesus wants me to do. And when I do what he tells me to do in his word and through the Holy Spirit, he promises us a place in heaven. That's a covenant.
He said, as long as you are with me, I'll be with you.
Right.
As long as you are with me, I will be with you.
Exactly.
Yes. Call upon me.
Amen.
I'm there. I am there.
Right. So when we decide to follow Jesus, we enter into a covenant.
Covenant with him, yes.
We have to keep our side of the bargain because he's going to keep his side of the bargain. Mm-hmm. And we as individuals make many covenants, you know. Marriage is a covenant.
The covenant, yes.
Marriage is a covenant. Somebody come and borrow some money from you and say they will repay you. That's a covenant.
Yes.
The lender expects to get back the money in due course.
Yes.
That's a covenant. Appointed.
Mm-hmm.
And daily we make such covenants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to meet you at the bus stop at a particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we make different covenants. So it's the same thing when we make a covenant with God that we're going to serve him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to live for him. God expects us to keep that promise.
That is what that is leading us to the new birth.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
New birth, the new birth.
We don't flip-flop.
Born again.
It's a covenant agreement. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
I've decided to follow Jesus.
Thank you. Yes. So, as God's people, he wants us to be faithful.
Amen.
So, when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we need to be steadfast and unmovable.
Amen.
No turning back.
Thank you.
Follow through. Follow through. Follow through.
Amen. Follow through.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God is faithful to his promise.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let us look at Matthew 26.
Thank you, Jesus.
And look at verses 26 to 29.
Matthew 26.
Matthew 26 to 29.
Yes, yes, yes. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many and for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink this I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
So that's another covenant there.
Yes, oh yes, oh yes. So when we take the Lord's Supper, we don't take it lightly.
Yes, so
No,
when we,
we don't take it
yes.
lightly. No.
So we don't take it lightly
No.
because
No.
it's an institution, it's a covenant there.
Yes, oh yes. And we have to be careful how we take it.
Amen. Amen.
Paul said that many of us sleep, many of us die, many sicknesses come upon us when we take the blood like that. Just take it lightly.
Unworthy.
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
So yeah,
Hallelujah.
looking
Thank
back,
you.
we are not going to go further than there tonight when it touched her. We're going to continue it. But let us look back now. God is not in is not partial. What he has done for one person, he can do for anyone.
Oh, faithful God. Hallelujah.
What he has done for one person, he can do it for anyone else, because
Anyone.
he loves
Trust
each
me.
and of us, each one of us in the same way. Jesus died for every one of us. He didn't die for Brother Scott and Sister Scott, and the rest of us were left out. He died for each and every one of us.
One of us.
And we can look at Rahab's life and look at ourselves, where I was
I am.
and where I am now.
And we are
Amen.
going. Hallelujah.
Had it
Thank you,
not been for the
Jesus.
grace of
Grace of
God,
God. Hallelujah.
I could not be
I
where
am.
I am at this time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great
God's love
God.
transforms people.
Yes,
God's
glory
love
to God.
renew people. God's
Hallelujah.
love give people the strength
Oh,
amen
yes.
to carry on.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And
Amen.
we need not look beat ourselves and look down on anybody else, because God's grace is sufficient
Grace,
for
grace.
all.
for each and every one of us. If you're on this platform tonight, don't look at yourself as somebody who is worthless
No.
and can't measure up. All you have to do is to make a commitment. And when you make that commitment, ask God to help you
The Holy Spirit
to
will take
live for
us.
Him, not just one day at a time. And most of us on this platform, it's a daily walk.
Walk.
It's a daily walk. Because the enemy is on the prowl, seeking whom he may devour.
Over.
Yes.
And if I'm a liar, then ask God to take my tongue.
Sanctified. Thank you,
Yes.
Jesus.
If I am living an immoral life, God can change it.
Yeah.
The word said, "Know not that your body
The
is
temple.
the temple of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Every part, every member of your body belongs to God.
Yes.
Ask God to sanctify it."
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ask
Hallelujah.
God to sanctify it because you
Yes.
are usable.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are usable. God didn't make anybody that's not usable.
Amen. Amen.
Can use anything, Lord. Use me.
He
Praise
might use
God.
Brother Scott in a certain particular way. He
Yes.
might use Sister Lynette, Sister Camille in a certain way.
Yes.
But all of us are usable in God's sight.
Oh God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
Yes,
Lord.
thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The message.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Brother Scott, over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank
Thank you,
you.
Oh,
Thank you,
Jesus.
thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to God.
Jesus, Jesus,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Here is the conclusion of the whole matter.
Thank you,
If
Jesus.
all of us are usable
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
God's hand, that's the
Yes.
conclusion. We're usable in God's hand, no matter what our background is, no matter what we
Usable.
have done in the past. Hallelujah. I like the way Apostle Paul said it. There is therefore now
No
no
condemnation.
condemnation.
No
Hallelujah.
condemnation. Jesus. No condemnation.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
No
Hallelujah.
condemnation.
There is therefore
Hallelujah.
now no condemnation to them that
Condemnation.
are in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the conclusion of the
Amen.
whole matter.
Praise God.
That's the conclusion.
Yes.
Amen.
All Rahab, Sister Grant mentioned that she was a harlot. As a matter of fact, we're looking at the topic, imperfect people who God perfected, who
That's
God
one.
used.
That's one.
Rahab was an harlot. Society looked down on her, but God sees in her someone that he can
Can
use.
use. Yes.
God sees in Rahab someone he can use. And Sister Grant mentioned to say that Rahab was a man, she was a transgressor.
Yes.
Transgressor of the law. She was a liar.
Oh,
She was a
my God.
deceiver.
Yes.
She was
Oh,
a traitor.
yes.
But some good
God.
qualities.
Jesus, thank you,
Sister Grant
Jesus.
also mentioned to went on to mention some good qualities that she had. She had the spirit of discernment. She loves her family. She was very brave.
She had
She
faith.
was selfless and compassionate. She had faith in God. She
Yes.
loves unity.
Yes.
Yes, she has
I
love in her.
and
Yes.
may I say to you this evening that
Thank you, Jesus.
the work attitude of some unbelievers are better than some believers, you know.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
The work attitude of some unbelievers are better than some unbelievers. And you know that some unbelievers love even more than even the believers, you know.
Amen. Amen.
So don't you look down on anybody, because God can pick them up and fix them
Yes.
up and use them for his glory.
Amen.
Hey,
We're
yes,
looking
sir.
at imperfect. We're looking at imperfect people who God used.
Oh God. Mercy,
You know,
Lord.
who God picked them up and turned them around and rewrite their story. I wonder who on this line God is rewriting your story.
God,
Thank
my
you,
God,
Jesus.
my
Thank
God. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you, Jesus.
We are the
Jesus.
potter. He is the clay. He is the
Amen.
potter. I am
Yes, so we are
we
the
are the clay. And he is molding us.
clay.
Even now, he's molding us and making us in his own likeness. So
Yes.
we're not writing off anybody.
Yes. Yes.
Because there is therefore now no
No
condemnation to
condemnation
them that are in Christ Jesus. Sister Grant also went on to say that the red scarlet cloth that was placed on the window that Rahab let down the spies. It reminds us of Exodus 12:13, where the
blood.
blood was placed upon the doorposts of the Israelites.
Yes.
And when the enemy sees the blood, he will pass over. The death angels
Yes.
see the blood, he will pass over.
Over.
Death angel
You
pass
know,
over.
so we also look at the covenant that was made.
She made
And
a public decoration. Yes.
yes.
Yes. The scarlet on the window is a public decoration.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Public.
What a timely word.
It's
A
oh
time
my
like
God,
this.
thank you, Jesus.
We bless God.
Hallelujah.
We
Word, in
thank
a
God for
time
that
like
word.
this. Oh,
Glory
praise
to
God.
God.
Indeed, it's a timely word.
Oh,
And
God.
I know that as we open our hearts, I know that it is digested. It is not some heavy pork shoulder that is hard to digest.
Thank you, Jesus. Pork shoulder.
It is something, it is something easy that even a babe can digest this.
Yes, good.
Yes,
Yeah.
isn't it?
Thank
It
you,
wasn't
Jesus.
above our head that we can't understand. You know, all of us are usable in God's hand. All of us are usable
Thank
in
you,
God's
Jesus.
hand, no matter
Thank you,
what, no
Jesus.
matter our background, or where we come from, or what we
Never you
used
look
to
down on
do.
anybody. Never you look
Yes.
down on anybody.
Yes, God is able. Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
God.
He's able to take
Amen.
up the
That's our
broken
God. That's the
pieces
God that we
and
serve. That's
put
our
them back
God.
together.
Thank you,
Again,
Jesus. Thank
bless
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Um,
Hallelujah.
before before Sister, before Sister Allison comes to close off in prayer, is there any feedback from the floor? Anything that you want to share from the floor?
This was a great lesson. It was a lovely night, well put together, well delivered. Yes. And as you said before, everybody, anybody could understand. Yes.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Everybody could
Amen.
understand. It wasn't above our heads.
Yes.
Understood it all. Yes. It's for us to go and do likewise.
Jesus. And another thing I learned is that Rahab found out that she and her family would perish unless she put her trust in the scarlet ribbon, which is the blood of Jesus.
Amen,
Praise
amen.
God.
Oh God,
Thank
Jesus.
you,
Oh
Jesus.
Lord, the blood, the blood.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lovely,
Thank you,
lovely,
Jesus.
lovely, lovely. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Any other feedback from the floor? Amen. Did we have any problems logging on tonight?
No.
Was good. It was good. I'm before the TV.
No, computer.
I'm before the computer.
I didn't have any problem because I use Zoom for other platforms.
Okay. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. We want to welcome you all. First of all, is there anyone, is it joining us for the first time tonight? Amen. 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 So we have all been here already.
Hello,
And
before. I don't recall seeing Sister Pamela on Teams. She was one of them who I was journeying with to try to get onto Teams, but she wasn't able to. And I see that she's on Zoom tonight. Sister
oh,
Pamela.
amen.
Bless the Lord. Welcome, Sister Pamela. Welcome, sweetly anointed woman of God.
Thank
We
you,
bless
Jesus.
God for you. We bless.
Amen.
Yeah, we thank God that He has allowed you to be here with us tonight. And I'm seeing like note 16.
That's Gary. That's Gary. I didn't
Gary
remember
Scott.
to change his the name.
Gary Scott. That's
Okay.
Gary.
Yes. Yes. So bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So as we
Hello.
move forward, I know
Oh.
next week we will next week we will continue to look at imperfect people God used.
Yes. I'll finish rehab next week, God's willing.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Yes. So we'll
Yeah.
continue to look at that,
Perfect.
and there's so much to learn from it because it reminds us so much of ourselves. Because I can't pinpoint none of you here tonight. I'm not speaking for you. I'm going to speak for myself. I wasn't always perfect, and neither am I perfect now. I'm
Yeah,
walking
perfect
towards
perfection.
walking perfection and stuff. And When I look back over my life, if God can use me, He can use any one of you. He can use
Amen,
anybody.
amen, amen, amen.
Like Apostle Paul, he wasn't a part of the 12 apostles that Jesus had here on earth, but he said that he is called to be an apostle by Jesus Christ. And when we look at the life of Apostle Paul, Apostle say he's one of the worst. When he look back at his life, he's one of the least qualified to be an apostle. The things that he used to do and stuff, and if God can use him to write 3/3 of the New Testament,
Yes,
you
can
know,
you about
he can use anybody.
He
He
said, by
was,
the grace of God,
but
I am what I am.
yes.
Brother Everton, this is debatable, but I want to say something here. Where there were Jesus and 12 disciples, Judas betrayed him and he hung himself. So Matthias was the 12th disciple that was chosen after,
Judas his place.
right?
Yes.
But after that choosing, we never heard of him again.
Matthias.
So Paul is an apostle.
Yes.
He because he referred to himself oftentimes as an apostle.
In the writings.
That was not born in due time, something to that effect.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So
Amen.
there are some who believe that Paul fill in that space because we never hear of Matthias anymore.
No, he wasn't. I don't see any mention in the canon after that. In the canon. Maybe he's in other extra biblical literatures, but not in the
Anyway,
canon.
I just throw that out there. But
Amen.
hold on with that.
Yes.
Hold
Yes,
on.
I trust that we all learn something to take away with us tonight. Amen. And bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank you,
Sister,
Jesus.
Sister Allison. Go ahead, sis.
Listen. Hello?
No, there was someone saying something before.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Scott. It's Tracy. I just wanted to add my take away from
Bless the
that
Lord.
a lot of times we tend to don't we shouldn't judge people.
Amen.
And you know, it pays to be pleasant and nice to people because you never know who's carrying your blessing.
My God.
And you know, sometimes we just are not of Christ. And I always say, even to my children, you know, I tell them, I said, I would prefer, of course, I want you to finish college, but if you can just be nice to someone and change someone else's life instead of judging them, that to me has shown that I've done an excellent job as a parent. You never know who God is passing your blessings through. So sometimes,
Oh
and
God.
it's hard, maybe you guys aren't gonna like me for this, but I'm gonna say it. Sometimes when you have non-believers or people that stray from Christ and they have changed their lifestyle and they're coming around to it's harder for them to develop around what we call church folks because we judge them more and we see them
Oh
as
God.
where we meet them instead of where they're going. So it's hard for them to grow in Christ because we hold them and contend them to where they are instead of where God is taking them. So my
Jesus.
takeaway is I don't know where my blessing is coming from. I'm motherless and I'm fatherless. But I have God and I
Thank you, Jesus.
yield daily. When I say daily, I yield minutely and hourly to
Jesus.
do the right thing to follow Him. Yet I am short
Praise
because I'm
God.
one step away from hitting that switch if you test me the wrong way. But then I grow in Christ. I've grown in Christ. And I realize that my battles are already fought, defeated, and glorified. I don't have anything to worry about.
Jesus.
But when people meet you at certain level at your life, they hold you content to that, and we have to change that.
Yes.
I am friends with gay people. It's not my job to turn them around. I tell them about the God that I know and the love that I have felt firsthand from him. Let God be God all by himself. And that was my takeaway, that sometimes where we meet people, and I have been in situations where
Hallelujah.
people hold me content to where they have met me, and they tell you things like, well, I didn't get a new car, so this time on your start over, you don't need a new car. But they don't know that their instant was my yesterday. So I've already walked that plank. I am walking into who God destined me to be.
Oh,
And we
Jesus.
have to pay attention to the words that come out of our mouth, because it could break someone and it can
Leave
uplift
some.
someone. Take a stand back. It's not always about us. Take a stand back and think about someone else. That was my takeaway
Jesus.
from it.
Amen.
You
Amen.
never know who's carrying your blessing, so handle people with care.
Thank you, Lord.
Handle people with care because you don't know where your blessing is coming
No, hallelujah.
from. Amen.
Jesus,
Amen.
amen.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen, Sister Tracy. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sometimes
Yes.
we condemn them,
Yes.
right? And we don't put ourselves
Amen.
in their position and say that we were there too, but had it not been for the
Grace
grace
of
of
God.
God. And I say, that's a word. Thank you, sister. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. As I learned with you guys, most of my walk is from just experience of just dealing
Amen.
with people. And I feel so alone because maybe I'm just weird, because some of the things that I see people just put, they minor in the major and they major in the minor. And it just mind boggles me because I don't fit in with the regular of society. And it doesn't mean that I'm better. It just means that the fit, it's not fitting. And you can't, you get in certain, you hear some people talk sometime, and you listen, and you're like, your mindset has a lot to do with your position with Christ. Because a lot of people go in, and they go in with themselves, when yet they should remove all flesh.
Oh God.
All flesh.
Yes.
When you're submitting to Christ,
Empty yourself.
you're on
Hallelujah.
different realms with Christ. And people
Yes.
are just so selfish and self-centered nowadays that they push these positions around. Oh, I have this, and I am this educated.
Fight
I
again.
have 3 degrees. I'm
Oh
six
my
credits
God.
away from
Fight again.
a doctorate degree that I'm
Yes.
not going to pursue. I'm
No.
not. I'm not going to pursue that again. My title has nothing to do with my
No.
purpose.
Yes. Amen.
Who I am as a person and
Person.
what I can do to change someone else's life is where I'm headed. I don't chase money now. I chase my purpose, because in my
Thank you,
purpose
Jesus.
lies my wealth within
Oh,
Christ.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
You
you, Jesus.
know, so just be kind sometimes. Just be kind, be gentle with people. Even if they're not carrying our blessings, they might be carrying someone else's. So handle them with care.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Handle them with care
Jesus.
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory
Oh,
to God.
bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank
Thank
you.
you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Sister Tracy. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Before Sister Alison come to close off, I just want to bless the Lord for our Sister Lynette. Yeah, tomorrow she'll be ordinated as a minister, and we thank God for choosing her at a time as this. We continue to pray her up, pray her strength, and the hand of the Lord is upon her. Our
Yes.
Sister Lynette, we bless God for you. We thank you for the example that you're setting. Your walk that you walk, the talk that you talk, we bless God for you.
Yes,
And
Lord.
also we want to remember in our prayer, our sister, she'll attend the funeral of our mother tomorrow in Jamaica. And we pray our strength as she's pass through this difficult moment in our life. We continue to water her and cover her with prayer. Otherwise she'll be here with us, but she's unavoidable absent. She's down in Jamaica. Tomorrow is a funeral at 11 o'clock. If you follow the link, you will see the link for the funeral of our mother, who died suddenly. And yeah, we remember her in prayer. And we continue to cover her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Allison.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, what a time we had tonight. Hallelujah. Sister Tracy,
Hallelujah.
sermon. Wow. Oh, what a word. What a word. Help us, Father God, not to be judgmental, and help us to empty ourselves, Father God, so that you can use us as only you can. Just want to thank you, Father. Just want to praise you. Just want to worship you tonight, Father God. I thank you for this Bible study where we can eat from your table and be filled, oh God. I just thank you, Father God, for just
Jesus.
igniting our spirits, oh God, our spirit man, to just draw closer and closer to you.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise you. I just want to worship you, Father God. Father, as we come before you tonight, I thank you for the freedom to study your word. Oh God, it's with grateful hearts that we come before you tonight. We praise your name, mighty God. We thank
Hallelujah.
you, glorify you. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father God. As, oh God, in this season of our lives, as we all seek to draw closer to you, Father God, you say, draw nigh unto you, and you will draw nigh unto us.
To us.
Thank you, Father God, for just giving us the desire to learn more of you and
Yes,
more about
Jesus.
you, God, and your will and purpose for our lives, mighty God. Father God, for being our refuge tonight, our shield and our hiding place, oh God. Rahab hid the spies, Father God, but you are our hiding place. You are
Hallelujah.
Father God, and just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for rewriting our stories, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, because of grace and mercy, we are here tonight learning from you, Father God. You can use anybody. And if you can use anyone, Lord,
Jesus.
use us,
Use me, Lord.
God. Help us, oh God, to
Amen.
avail ourselves to you so that you can use us,
Yes,
mighty God.
Jesus.
Help us to empty ourselves, Father God, so that you can use us for your kingdom. For
Jesus.
your purposes, Father God, let your will, oh God, and your will alone stands in our lives, oh God. Let our flesh decrease, Father God, and let your spirit
You increase in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you tonight for Sister Grant, who led the discussion, Lord. We thank you for the insights gained, mighty God, the nuggets of wisdom, and for opening up our understanding, Lord God. See how you use Rahab, an unlikely person, to carry out your will and your purpose, oh God. Father God, I thank you for the faith that she had, and that we'll have like faith and courage tonight, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you'll help us, oh God, to choose you even in the midst of danger, Lord, to
Yes,
always,
God.
Father God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, Father God. Help us, oh God, to renounce fear, mighty God, and have that courage, Father God, to stand for you, oh God. Having done all to stand, that is what you're looking for from us, Father God. That no matter what comes, oh God, we'll stand for you. Help us to stand for you, mighty God. Help us to choose you, Father God, and to choose whatever you have planned for us, oh God. Help us to choose you and to walk in those plans, Father God. Not our will, but your will, Father God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Our life. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Father God, you use an unlikely person in Rahab, oh God, one that others may have scorned and cast aside, to do your will. Give us like faith, as I said, Father, to step out when you direct us to do your work, even when the path is not clear, Father God. Help us, oh God, to walk according not to our own understanding, Father, but to your understanding, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Whatever the cost is, oh God, let us lay it aside every weight, oh God, that so easily beset us, Father God, and run this race with endurance, Father God. Father God, help us to see beyond the walls of fear and to see your promises and the promises
yes, Jesus.
That you made to us, your children. And just as you use that woman with a past, oh God, help us to align ourselves to your will and to forget about what others may think about us, so that you can do your works, oh God, the works that
Hallelujah.
You do, mighty God. Because, Father God, we know that when you chose us, Father, Jesus said, you come to get those that you created works for them to do. And those works, oh God, were already set in stone, Father God. So help us, oh God, to walk the walk that you have in store for us, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to see ourselves, oh God, anymore, but to see you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Your work to help others, mighty God. Father God, we're not ourselves, but we're here to do your will and your
thank you, Jesus.
Father, help us to realize
Hallelujah.
That we're here to be used by you mightily, oh God, mighty
Hallelujah.
For the creators for us to do. And anyone can do it, oh God, once we're committed to you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God.
Anyone, Father God. So help us realize that we are all capable to be used by you,
yes,
Father.
Mighty God.
Tonight, I thank you for your sound mind, oh God. Your word says you'll strengthen us, oh God, with your righteous right hand. So we thank you for strength.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're faithful, Father, and we pray that we will in turn will be faithful to you and
oh,
the
God.
That we should do for you. Tonight, as we depart from each other, I pray that you'll be with each and every one of us.
Yes, Lord.
So that's in Jamaica, attending her mom's funeral, that you'll strengthen her. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll just wrap your loving arms around her and go through this hard time. She'll feel your presence, Father God. I just pray that you'll just love on her. Let her know that you're there for her.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Us as humans cannot be there for her. You're always, you're omnipresent.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Your presence will just wrap around her, mighty God. And she'll feel you and know that you're near. And you're by her side, and she's not walking this walk alone.
Yes, Lord.
God, I pray for those who are sick tonight in their bodies. Heaven, I pray that you touch her right now, oh God. You know her situation, mighty God. And I just pray that you'll succor her and you'll give her an ease tonight so that she can rest well, mighty God, in you. Father God, there are some of us, we need touch from you physically, emotionally, spiritually. And And otherwise, all the allies, mighty God. But you know every one of us and what our needs are. And I pray that you'll meet us.
Meet them.
Jesus. Father, we pray tonight and we tell you thanks and we call everything done in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless
thank
the Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank the Lord. Glory
bless
to God.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your
Amen.
Name, Jehovah God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless God.